हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 11. Ram meets the monkeys. Scene 6. Sugriva challenges Vali. Ram agreed, and they all left immediately for Kishkindha. Ram told Sugriva to go ahead and challenge Vali to a fight, and he would wait nearby. When Vali came out of the city, Ram would then kill him. Sugriva stood outside of the city and began to roar. Vali heard his brother and rushed out to fight. The two monkeys began a tumultuous and terrible combat that resembled a clash between the planets Mars and Mercury. Blinded by anger, they threw blows like thunderbolts at each other, striking with their fists, palms, and feet. They pummeled each other, screaming with fury. Ram was watching closely with his bow in hand. He could not distinguish who was who. The two monkey brothers resembled each other closely, like the twin Ashvini gods. Ram did not therefore release his arrow for fear of hitting Sugriva. Vali soon got the upper hand, and the battered Sugriva ran for his life. He dashed back to the Rishyamukha mountain, closely followed by Vali. Vali stopped at the edge of the forest near the hermitage of Matunga. Then he said, "Today you are spared." Sugriva lay gasping on the ground as Ram ran up to him. The monkey looked up at Ram in surprise. "Why did you not speak truthfully that you had no intention of slaying Vali? Look at me now. I have been half killed by that fearful ape. Oh, Ram, had I known you would be reluctant, I would not have moved from this place." Ram consoled Sugriva, explaining that he was unable to distinguish the monkey from his brother. Their features, dress, and ornaments were too similar. He suggested that Sugriva again challenge Vali, but this time wearing some distinctive mark so that Ram could tell one from the other. Lakshman tied around Sugriva's neck a flowering creeper. Now reassured, Sugriva got up and left again for Kishkindha. Lakshman and Sugriva strode in the front, followed by Ram, Hanuman, and three other monkeys. They soon reached the city, and again Sugriva went to the gates. He looked at Ram, still feeling fearful. The beating from Vali had shaken Sugriva. Ram saw his anxious expression, so he took the monkey by his shoulders and said, "Do not hesitate. Vali will just now roll in the dust, struck down by my arrow. I have never in my life uttered a falsehood, even though I have been in adversity for a long time. Let go your mighty shout, O Sugriva, and Vali will quickly proceed to this very spot. How can he brook a challenge in the presence of women? This day shall be his last battle, and indeed his last day on earth." Sugriva accepted the firm assurance of Ram. While the two princes remained concealed in a clump of bushes, Sugriva again began to shout out his challenge. His roar rent the air piteously. Animals fled confused in all directions, like a woman assailed by a wicked man, due to the failure of a leader to protect her. Birds dropped from the sky like gods whose pious merits have been exhausted. As Sugriva emitted his fierce cry, he sounded like the ocean being lashed by a windstorm. Vali was in his inner chambers with his wives. Hearing Sugriva's challenge, he sat up in surprise. How had his brother returned so soon? Was he not satisfied with one thrashing? This time there would be no escape for that arrogant monkey. Vali was seized with fury. His limbs trembled and his eyes turned crimson. Grinding his teeth, he leaped from his bed and ran to the door. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.